And the faith race, running with the strength of the ox. Running with the strength of the ox. And it's speaking about endurance, but it's also speaking about endurance without constant failure. Constant failure. It doesn't make any sense to get up, to fall, to get up, to fall, to get up, to fall. You're going to find yourself in the same position when you're getting up just to fall over the same fall that you fell over. It's disturbing true utterance. It's disturbing utterance that should be speaking into your future, speaking into your tomorrow, speaking into to areas where ceilings that have been you've been stuck under are breaking. You don't want to be stuck under the same ceiling all the time. You want to be able to become triumphant in areas and learning to the pace of the faith race, of the true faith race, is paramount. And so we look at in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse number 1. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us. That's what it is. Relaying foundations disturbs true utterances. Learning to lay aside every weight and every sin will prevent having to relay that same foundation over and over again. It says, laying aside every weight and every sin and the sin which doth so easily, keyword, easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Back then in this note, all these weeks ago, when we got this message, we found out that the word beset means to thwart a racer in every direction. Mm. Sometimes we have a certain sin in our lives that easily besets us. And that besetting is thwarting us. It's more than thwarting you in the direction of the sin that you're in, but it has the capability of opening doors to thwart you in every direction. It leads one door to the next and another door to the next. And it's just a downward spiral that you end up in, and you end up being thwarted in every direction. And that's why the Bible says we have to run with patience. That's the strength of the ox. That's the position of the ox. Amen. True endurance in the kingdom is endurance without failing. It's not just endurance that when you fall, you get up again. No, this endurance, when you run with patience, it really speaks of running without failing. And that's something that, my God, I want to really, really adopt in my life in every area. I want to run without failing. I don't want to fail, because every time I fail, it's just getting up again, just to keep on trying not to fail in the same thing I've been failing in. Mm-hmm. And that, to me, is not running a race at all. It's, to me, just being stagnated. It's not getting anywhere. There's no momentum. There's no victory. There's no Nike there. There is no success. And salvation is not taking its place. Why? Because I in certain areas, haven't learned to run with patience. Mm-hmm. With steady endurance without failing. That is the faith race. It's not just running a race to try to maintain a position in salvation, but it's running a race that real where salvation, you're going from in salvation, you're going from glory to glory. You're winning.
Amen.
From
Amen.
Glory to glory.
Amen.
So now we've got to learn and understand that there's a sin that's been tied to us that thwarts us in every direction. And so when we meet with him at the post of his doors, it's to stabilize us in the race. Take this mentality tonight. Understand this tonight. It's not just to pick you up where you failed. It's to stabilize you in the race that you don't fail. Remember, the post are the moving creatures, man, ox, eagle, and lion. The temperament of the ox isn't just to be used, to get back up after a fall, as I've stated. Just to get back up. That's not real faith-like endurance. True faith-like endurance is, again, not falling, enduring in the place of righteousness.
Amen.
But the temperament of the ox is to help us endure without falling. The race with patience. Amen. The race of endurance without sin. I'm going to say that again because that's the title of our message, the faith race. The true faith race is to run with endurance without sin. Because if you're under the endurance or the temperament of Christ's endurance, that endurance keeps you while sin might be all around you. And that's what we've got to learn. This is mature faith. This is that real deal stuff that really gets you high in the anointing. It gets you high in the places of success. It takes you places that you've never been before. It opens up the realm of the kingdom like you've never seen before. So we need to learn to utilize the anointing of the ox in the area to run past the sin that so easily besets us.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. The Bible says, receiving the end of our faith, even the salvation of our soul. So if the faith race is really being won, that means your soul is in salvation. It's not in falling and getting up again. No, it's in salvation, because now the pace or the strength of the ox is moving us past what so easily besets us. Hallelujah. Amen. Even in the word patience, we see here, the word patience means endurance. It means continuance. In the New Testament, it means the characteristic of a man who is not swerved from his deliberate purpose and his loyalty to faith. This is the actual definition. To beset means to be thwarted or to be swerved. The word patience means that we're not thwarted or we're not swerved from our deliberate purpose. And it means that we're stuck in the loyalty to faith and piety by even the greatest trials and sufferings. Nothing is moving us. The trial can be right there, but because we've added patience to this thing and we're moving in the strength of the ox, the true endurance of the ox is not to be swerved from our deliberate purpose. What is our deliberate purpose? The just shall live by faith is our deliberate purpose. That every moment of every day I'm living by faith. I'm not making the mistakes, my God help me. I'm not making the mistakes in the midst of living by faith. Listen, I know that if I do make a mistake, we do have an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous, and it does get us back on course. But how about running a race without falling off course?
Amen.
That's a totally different race.
Amen.
We'd be out in front winning, way ahead of our enemies, seeing the bi-directional blessing of real faith, of salvation and success manifested on level, from level to level, from glory to glory. So now, patience is endurance and continuance. It is the characteristic of a man who is not swerved from his deliberate purpose and his loyalty to faith and piety by even the greatest trials and sufferings. Nothing's moving you. So this is how we, the runners, won't be thwarted anymore. This is how we will maintain victory, Nike, in every area of our lives. The faith race is to be run in the temperament of the ox. That's our pace. Oh, glory be to God. The temperament of the ox is our pace. Moving in endurance, but allowing and imbibing the strength of the ox that will even overcome the temptation that might even come at that time. You're in the strength of the ox. don't melt down because the desire you might have to fulfill the lust of your flesh. Let the strength of the ox, my goodness, the Lord brought me to a scripture early this morning. He said in the last segment, he brought me back to 1 John 4:4. He said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And he said to me this morning at about 2 o'clock, he said, look up the word greater. And I did. And the word greater was just simply, it was simply meant stronger. Mm-hmm. Stronger is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Amen, God.
And when I looked up that word, it really combined it with this understanding that the ox, that the temperament of the ox is not just the endurance, but it's perfect endurance without failure. And so therefore, the strength of the ox is there to keep me and to keep you from failing. And if, my goodness, if you imbibe the power of endurance while you're under the temperament of the Lord, imbibe it, because you can tell that in that temperament, that endurance, there is strength not to fail. There is power not to make the mistake. There is the anointing to stay in authentic faith. It's on us. We don't have to fall. We don't have to crumble at the first sign of temptation, because the temperament of the ox is not just to keep you getting up again, but the temperament of the ox is really there to keep you from falling.
Amen.
So when we look at the post of his doors, it's like a marathon runner that reaches out. This is what the Lord said to us in the old note. It's like a marathon runner that reaches out for a cup of water while running. The water helps him or her to keep their pace. Recognizing the strength of the ox will help you keep your pace without failure. Just as the ox will help us keep our pace without being thwarted all over the place. Get ready for stable health. Listen, this is what the Lord said to us. Get ready for stable health, stable wealth, stable ministry purposes, stable relationships, stable success, and anything else that is unstable becoming stabilized.
Amen.
This is the faith race. His temperament removes the weights and stops the sin. It says it like this over there in 1 Peter. This is sometimes when we're in the midst of it, watch the purpose behind it. It says, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, if need be, that the trial of your faith, all to reestablish that pace again, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. If need be, you're thwarted. Why? Just to bring you back into the place of authentic faith.
Yes. Amen.
Just, it's only there. Listen, if you're being thwarted, even right now, if you're going through ups and downs right now, it's because you need to be, so that you can get a recognition, or you can get an understanding. Your faith is being tried. Get yourself back to the post. Get yourself back in Alpha and Omega fellowship. Get back to what God has been establishing in you. It needs to be there only for the purpose of the revealing of your faith.
Bless God.
That's the only reason why we're being thwarted. Only reason why, because we lost the consciousness of authentic faith. So now God is saying, listen, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold, that means many-sided, many things, many, many, many temptations. That means God wants you to regain your pace. He wants you to recognize the strength of the endurance. Get back there again. Open up again to him. Let him reveal, let him heal, let him strengthen, let him empower you again, and get back into the endurance of the ox. But this time, run with the strength of the ox without failure. That's all the times. That's the only time we should be thwarted, is when we need to be. Just to get you back up and running again, to put you back in the race. So this reminds us of when we are being thwarted in every direction, it's because we need it. It's here that you'll become a doer of what you've learned. So if you're being thwarted, you're not out of the race. It's just getting you reestablished in the race. Somebody needs to say amen right there.
Amen.
If you're all over the place, it's just to get you back in the pace that God has ordained for you to run in. So it's here that you'll become a doer of what you've learned. It's here that faith will meet the temperament of the ox, patience. The old saying, which says when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you'll do what needs to be done. That's the only reason why you're going through. But the enemy's not, it's not that the enemy has a hold over you. It's not that you're never going to balance out. Hold up. Wait a minute. God is just trying to reestablish your pace in the race. He's saying you need this. You need to be slapped around all over the place so you can recognize. Come back to the post of my doors. Come on. Come back to where I am. Get back into Alpha and Omega fellowship. Let me reestablish your pace. If you're being thwarted, this is a word for you. And this is how God is going to stabilize you again so you can really balance this thing and really get back into the authentic place of faith. The blessing for gaining the right pace. Now, there's a blessing when you get in this thing and you gain the right pace again and you're back on course. Man, you know, everybody on the line knows how good it feels when you've been thwarted all over the place, but then all of a sudden you get stabilized. There's a blessing for gaining the right pace. And it's here over in Hebrews 6, verses 12 through 14. It says that you be not slothful, but followers of them that who through faith and patience, there's your pace, inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could not swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. So when your faith meets the temperament of the ox or the pace of the ox, we will meet God's oath that was given to Abraham. Somebody needs to hear this. When you finally get back into the right pace of enduring without sin, you're going to meet the oath that God gave to Abraham. You're going to see the bidirectional blessing of salvation and success. That's all you need to do is get in the right pace. My God, the enemy tries to keep you thwarted. And when he keeps you thwarted, he loves to keep you off balance, not ever being able to be stabilized back in place, in the place of authentic faith. But the sooner you realize you're being thwarted because you needed it, it's a gift. That's what Paul said. Remember that? It was a gift.
Yes.
That even your being thwarted is a gift. Why? Because it's supposed to trigger your mind to say, hold up, let me get right back in the pace. Let me get to the post where the moving creatures are, where the temperament of the ox is, where Christ can be the enduring ox in me and move me with patience. And when I touch this, it says that here, that we through faith and patience inherit the promises. That's how we get back into the oath that God made Abraham, is that perfect endurance without failure. We see God bless us. We see salvation and success. Our blessings will carry blessings. That's right. In blessing, I will bless thee. Your blessing will carry another blessing.
Amen.
And where we have been multiplied, watch this. You're being multiplied. You'll be multiplied again when your faith finds its pace. This is what's going. It's going to feel like this over here in Isaiah. And I'm almost done, guys. I moved kind of fast tonight. On Isaiah chapter 40, verses 29 through 31. Look at this. This is what it feels like when you find your pace. It says in Isaiah 40, 29 and 31, he giveth power to the faint. There it is, that faint, that one that was being thwarted. And to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But watch this. We learned about how to wait there at his post. But they that wait upon the Lord, you're going to renew your strength. You're going to mount up with wings as eagles.
You're
going to run and not be weary. You're going to walk and you're not going to faint. You're going to find your pace.
Thank you.
Nothing's going to stop you. You're going to be right where you belong in the race. You're running now with endurance without failure. That's the whole key to this thing. The whole key to the faith race. You won't,
I'm
telling you, your strength will be renewed, glory be.
Thank you, God.
You're going to mount up with the wings as who? My God, eagles. You're going to run and not be weary. That sounds like the lion to me.
Yes.
You're going to walk and not faint. You're going to move in all four of the postures of the Most High. And my God, nothing but success and salvation is going to be over you. But finding your pace, it's a pace that doesn't fall. When you feel the endurance, there's more than just endurance there.
Thank you, Lord.
The power over sin is there too.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Sin has no power over you. You become really, the Bible says that either you're a slave to righteousness or a slave to sin. You really get the yoke of the slavery of righteousness in the strength of the ox. There is an endurance there. And if you learn to find it, and you learn to feel after it, there's a power that's available that will speak to you of not falling and failing. You don't have to give yourself over to any kind of sin. You can run the right faith race and find victory all the time and go from glory to glory, from strength to strength, moving from faith to faith. There's nothing but success and salvation. It's paramount, TGM, for everybody that's under the sound of my voice. It's paramount that we find the right pace, that we don't just extract enduring after failure, but we extract the true essence and strength of the ox that says, I'm going to run without falling.
Amen, God. Amen.
That's the true essence of the ox, is running without falling. It says it here. But they that wait upon the Lord, strength is renewed. You mount up with wings as eagles. You run and you never become weary. And you walk and you never faint. He said to us in Proverbs 8:34, as I've already said, blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. This is where the blessing is found, when faith and the ox meet. When we gain our true stride in this race, when we run without the mistakes of old. That's what we need, Lord, is we want to run without the mistakes of old. Please, Lord God, please let the anointing of the ox be squeezed out. Let it be squeezed out through the trials and the failures, but let the true essence of the oil of the ox be squeezed out and smear it upon every one of us that's under the sound of my voice, that we take this stride to the next level.
Yes.
It's wonderful that we receive forgiveness after we fail, but how much more wonderful will it be to really walk in the strength of the ox that says, it's moving without falling. That no matter what the situation or circumstance, it doesn't thwart us any longer.
Amen.
Proverbs 8:17-19 does remind us again, He gives us another reminder here. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches in righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. This is the place that we touch when we finally find that perfect pace. We find that better place. We find increase. We find income. We find this, watch this, we come upon these blessings. We fall or light upon them. And that also means this, and this was that day, this particular teaching, this part of the definition stood out to us. It means we attack our enemies from here. It's the fruit here is better. It gives us the ability to attack our enemies. So it becomes better than increase. It's better because you don't just gain wealth and riches, but with it, you also destroy. Listen, you now destroy. Your enemy is destroyed. Why? Because you're coming upon all of this increase. And with this position in life, with this wonderful manifestation of Zoe, it's what attacks the enemy. You start to protect your position and the pace of your race. You utilize it to let the enemy know you're not worth losing my pace. You start to see the better. You start to see the increase. You fall upon it. You light upon this greater Zoe lifestyle. And with that manifesting, it's the ability now to attack back on your enemies, not to falter, not to run the race and fall and find yourself being thwarted in every direction. It's not worth it. Why? Because you've learned the life of increase. You've learned the life of better. And with this, you attack your adversary. You attack the sin that so easily besets you, and you begin to let it know, you're not worth losing my pace.
Yeah.
You attack your enemy from here.
True. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Glory be to God. You're attacking now, I would say, under the vision of the eagle, because what you're doing is you see, you've tasted and seen the Lord is good, and you attack back. That's what the word better means, to attack your enemy. So the reason is it's better here. It's because with the wealth, with the increase, with all that God has given you, you destroy your enemies with it. Everything that has tried to hold you back in this race gets utterly destroyed when you run the right faith race. Run the right faith race. Let God establish better in our lives. Let him show us. Let him show us the fruit of this faith. And with it, attack your enemies. Attack them. So now, endurance without falling is the right faith race. It's the absolute right faith race. Running with the strength of the ox is how we are going to win. That's absolutely how we're going to win TGM. On Sunday, we're going to come into parts, actually, in the actual series. We're going to come into parts 124 and 125. We're going to probably go through all of next week, except, again, more group is canceled or postponed until we're done. We're going to need next Thursday, and we'll probably need the Sunday after to wrap up the this balance. But don't miss it, because each message is calibrating you.
Yes,
each message is strengthening you. Take the time to get into the notes of each message. Imbibe it as much as you can. Imbibe it. Because when we're done here with faith, we're going to move into, I believe, I'm not even going to reveal it to you yet, but we're definitely moving into the next fruit. And it's really, really powerful how God has orchestrated that. Because the next fruit's definition means adjoining. It actually points to joining with Alpha and Omega. And it's really unbelievable what God has revealed for the next fruit. But until then, imbibe this. Get it in your heart. Establish yourself in the life of faith, the faith life. Establish your pace through this understanding tonight. Establish it that you're not just going to run and endure, that if you failed, you're going to get up again. No, find the true essence and strength of the ox. It's running without failure. Ah, glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's running without failure.
Hallelujah.
And that's where God is bringing us. We're going to run this race with patience. And through faith and patience, we will inherit the promises.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Father, I pray that tonight that your word has lifted everyone that needed it. I pray that anyone that has been thwarted, Lord God, got a revelation of the fact of why they're being thwarted. And I pray that their eyes, the eyes of their understanding have been opened and enlightened. I pray this in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
I pray this in the name of Jesus, that anybody that's been knocked around and that has lost their balance, it was because it was needed. But the revelation behind or the reason being was to bring them back into the place of authentic faith and in the pace of the ox. I pray, Lord God, that as everyone has heard, they've been washed with water by the word, that through the words you have spoken, it has cleaned us. All is forgiven, just as it was spoken in the prayer. And we give you glory for that, because your word cleanses. Your word has really repositioned us in the pace. And so I pray tonight, Lord God, that we will all be stabilized in the pace, and that we run this race with absolute patience, with absolute strength of the ox, the full essence. Father, we thank you for it. Father, we bless you for it. Father, we honor you for this.
Yes, we do, Lord God.
Thank you for calibrating.
Yes.
Thank you for reaching in and grabbing.
Yes,
hold that rhema mindset.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, for awakening rhema's ancestry and all that are on the line. I thank you, Lord God, for revealing rhema's roots even tonight, that nobody is being thwarted by the adversary, but everybody has come into balance right now.
Yes, God.
We give you praise for it, Master. In Jesus' mighty name, in the temperament of our Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. And amen.
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 Amen.